For fire that burns down the whole town. U is for uranium bombs. N is for no survivors. Plankton.
I think this is a good sound check. All right, Chris, do you want to do the intro this time?
Well, well, well. Good evening, boys and girls. Bats and boy wonders. And welcome to a Christmas episode from It Came From The Video Store. I'm one of your co-hosts, Chris.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Eric, and we got a special guest host with us.
I'm back. It's Anthony. Yay.
Who's like one of the biggest Batman fans I know.
Dude, I've been wearing Batman shirts for like the past 3 months.
You suck my bat tattoo.
So this
dick.
Is one episode. This is
wait, did you tell me you weren't wearing a Superman shirt?
Hell no.
How dare you?
Hate Superman.
Okay, so this is actually an episode I've been very excited about. A proper answer. Since we originally like made our list for episodes to do before the end of the year, Brand came up with the idea. He's like, let's do a little mini episode of Christmas with the Joker, the Batman from the Batman cartoon. And then normally, because Brandon's my little brother, I instantly say, no, fuck you. But as soon as he said that, like, it clicked like a light switch in my head. And I was like, yes, let's do this. This is one of the greatest Batman episodes ever.
Yes.
Like,
in the history of Bats.
Yeah,
in the history of Batsy.
It's one of those ones when you see Batman the Animated Series, it's up there.
It's seriously the second episode.
I don't think it's how it aired.
You don't think so?
No, if I'm correct, I think they didn't actually have any consistent order in how they aired. They just put them out, and so they did the DVD.
It's in the first season, though, so if you have, like, the DVD set of Batman the Animated Series, like, Volume 1, it's literally the second episode. So it's within the first year it came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be weird if definitely. The second episode was a Christmas episode.
I mean, unless they release late November.
Mm-hmm. You get that classic animated Batman intro with the Warner Brothers logo that turns into like a Zeppelin.
Ah, so good.
So much nostalgia.
So
they actually drew the cartoons on black paper to make it like more darker.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah. This show is awesome. You got Danny Elfman doing the score. Like, what else could you ask for? My favorite thing about the intro is they don't even have to put Batman. If you notice, it doesn't even say it's Batman. It's just like a lightning flash, you see Batman on a rooftop. It's like, if you don't know who that is just by the silhouette, turn the damn show off.
Or by the lightning flashing and you seeing the bat symbol on his face.
It's more like, if you don't know who silhouette that is, what rock have you been living under, and point me in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this like really cool title card, because like each episode had their own like little title card before each episode. So like this one, you get Christmas with the Joker. And you just see this, like, hunched over figure with the Joker smile.
It is not the second episode.
It's not.
Because I'm on IMDb, and it's actually got the list. It looks like the first episode was On Leather Wings.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, it's not. No, September 5th, 1992, The Cat and the Claw, Part 1.
I'm assuming Catwoman.
Yeah.
Well, the way they made the show is that each episode really didn't have to tie into each other. I mean, yeah, they had two-part episodes every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and that was, judging how big the story was, like, when they introduced Two-Face, you had a two-part.
Whenever it was an origin,
pretty much. Yeah. Mm. Well, no, Riddler didn't get his own two-part episode, but, like, Two-Face had one.
Two-Face.
Two-Face is always underused. I like Two-Face. So you get this awesome, creepy-ass title card with the Joker, and then you cut to him, like, in the asylum, and he's riding a fucking Christmas tree out of the asylum. Is this, the origin of the Jingle Bells Batman Smells song?
It is. It's gotta be.
Because I doubt anyone, like came up with that before.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was because I remember watching Kids WB back in the day. This was a thing back in the 90s. If you guys don't know what that is, I feel sorry for you. But great cartoons on Sundays. But yeah, Batman was one of them. So this was like the early 90s Batman. And then they stopped making Batman cartoons for a while. And then there was like another generation of Batman cartoons. I don't know if it was by the same people. But I remember in between those little like cartoons as the cartoon was coming back, and it was around Christmas time, I think, they did show like Joker running around on the WB set singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. I'm like, did they just make this for the show solely?
Well, but like apparently Brand, it's an early like Brand thing. Said, it made history. Because yeah, I remember singing that song in class all the time, getting yelled at by the teachers.
I remember singing that song every year for Christmas. That's the song that you always sing.
So
I just found the episode on IMDb. It aired November 13th, 92. It was season really one, episode 38.
Man, they really don't put these. Well, like I said, I guess they don't really have to put them in order.
Yeah, I read somewhere that like the DVD sets are not in order.
You know, this is kind of unrelated, but you know what I noticed when it comes to like horror movies, something like really bad and awful that comes out December 25th, like the second Alien vs. Predator movie came out Christmas Day, mm-hmm. and then the last Black Christmas movie that came out, I believe, came out Christmas Day too. Mm-hmm. No holiday movie. Like, that's family-oriented, that's happy and joyful, comes out on that day.
That's true. Last year, wasn't it, like, Krampus and a bunch of other murder movies?
But now we get Star Wars for the next couple of Christmases. So. That's good. That's Merry true. Christmas to us.
Yes. George Lucas is present to us.
Robin is trying to convince Batman that it's Christmas Eve. Gotham is going to be safe because he believes that the goodness is in everyone's hearts. And even the villains got to spend time with their family. Cute. And then Batman's just like, fuck you. This is the Joker. So, like...
He's not wrong.
Batman's like not Batman's wrong at all. Addicted to brooding because, like, they're going around Gotham. And he's just, like, looking. Like, he's out there. I know Batman looks for trouble. But, like, he's looking to where, like, he's...
Just like
where he's trying to, like, make it happen. So, like... You see, like, a boy chasing after an old woman, and Batman's getting ready to, like, pounce this guy. I think he's, like, a mugger, but he's just returning a package she dropped off. So, my favorite scene in this episode, and it's really early on, but it's still my favorite scene, is Robin really wants to watch It's a Wonderful Life. They're getting ready to watch it, and then Batman, Bruce, he's like, it's not relentlessly cheerful, is it?
It's like, I could never see myself getting past the title.
But just the fact he has to, like, judge a movie by how cheerful it is, if he wants to watch or not, like, that is Batman.
Epitome of Batman.
And it figures they go to watch it, and what's on TV?
The Joker.
Christmas
with Joker.
Having this good old holiday specials on all of the stations.
And on the inside, Bruce Wayne's like, damn, I knew it!
I told you.
It's more like Dick.
You sit here, yes, yes, yes.
I don't have what to watch this movie.
I mean, oh, Robin, we can't watch.
On the inside, Batman goes,
oh, man, I guess we can't stay here. We gotta go fight the Joker. The
Joker's like, it's the show no one wants to watch, but everybody will. Or no. The show nobody wants to see, but everybody will watch. And you see, like, a Santa Claus on a tank just blowing up cars. And he's got, like, this fake cast, which is, like, cardboard cutouts of everybody in the city. Like, there's, like, a cardboard cutout of, like, Batman, Robin, Commissioner Gordon, Bullock, yeah. Mayor James, even like there's like a couple other villains in there. But then like you cut to like the awful lawful family on stage, and you already have Gordon on stage. I think is Vicky Vale in the cartoon?
I think she's a blonde though. There's I sworn that was Barbara Gordon.
No, there's the awful lawful family. It was Gordon, Bullock, and then it was a woman. But I know on the show she was a news reporter.
Montoya.
No, it was. No? She's a news reporter. Montoya's a cop. That's why I think it's Vicky Vale.
Let's just say it is.
Whatever. She's part of the awful, awful family, and they're tied up with big bows and have candy canes wedged in their mouths.
They can easily spit them out.
Or eat it. Might as well.
I mean, there's actually. There's nothing stopping them.
Batman or Batman.
Except the Joker.
Most delicious gag they must have ever had.
I'm pretty sure he scared them. Like
the second most delicious gag to Vicky.
Joker is blowing up the Gotham bridge with the train that's about to run off of it. So Batman has to go save the day. And this is how you know shows are like our generation of cartoons were way more fucked up, because Miss Lawful, or I'm just going to say it's Vicky Vale. I don't think it's Vicky Vale, but I'm calling it Vicky Vale. Mm. She tells the Joker, my mother's on that train, and he's got like the little ham puppet. He's like, oh, that makes it even more funny when it crashes. Dude, you don't get that dark element in cartoons today. It's fucking awesome.
You can't, yeah.
And of course, Batman saves the day.
Going on that off on a tangent, but like, with the recent Suicide Squad, like, they just destroyed the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was just... I'm not saying he was bad.
I think they have a way to fix that.
But he wasn't the Joker.
I think they have their way to fix that, because with the Flash... Yeah, with the Flash movie, they're doing Flashpoint Paradox. So I think that's their way of doing, like, a soft reboot on the franchise to kind of, like, fix what people bitch about. It's, like, their way of doing Days of Futures Past, how X-Men did it.
Mm. Which was good.
But I believe... Incredible. Time travel should stay out of comic books, because
it gets messy.
It's not Back to the Future, y'all. Leave it alone.
I mean, but time travel is Flash's whole thing. Like,
but at the same time, do you want them to stay with this crappy route?
But then again,
that's the Flash's like main power, though, is fucking the timeline.
I guess I'm just comparing. I'm comparing it to X-Men too much.
How badly can I destroy the world?
X-Men already kind of fucked up their storyline without time travel, so I guess that's right. But you know, they plan on changing things. I think it's their way of maybe bringing back Clark Kent, because he was killed off in Dawn of Justice.
No, I don't think so. Because in the original comics and animated series...
No, they killed him off. They killed...
Yeah, they killed him off, but he comes back naturally because he can't die.
But at the end
I'm saying the Clark Kent... Like Superman, is going to come back. Mm-hmm. But to the world, Clark Kent... They also said Clark Kent was dead in the newspaper. That he died in the battle for Metropolis.
Why even bring back Clark Kent at that moment? He just can live on a watchtower.
Man, I like Clark Kent. All right, we're way off topic.
Yeah, anyways.
So, what I was getting at is, the Joker is fucking funny.
To me, Mark Hamill is the best Joker.
Mark Hamill is funny. Heath Ledger was funny. Jared Leto didn't do it for us.
Jack Nicholson was like a close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like Heath Ledger. I'm one of those people, though. Like, I like Heath Ledger, but if I had to choose out of the best Jokers, if not Mark Hamill, it's Jack Nicholson.
That's your preference.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying I want my Joker to be funny.
Yeah, Heath Ledger wasn't that funny, though.
I need that dark.
It was psychotic funny. That's what I liked.
He said there was that scene with the pencil. Like, who wants to see a magic trick? And he murders the guy with the pencil.
Honestly,
it's gone.
It was like fast and witty humor.
Jared Leto had a rape.
And then
vibe.
He had the fire truck on fire in the middle of the street.
But yeah, anyways.
Honestly, Jared Leto's Joker, the only funny line I thought I saw in Suicide Squad was when he's like, I got a nice chilled grape soda next to a bear skin rug or something.
Yeah, that actually was a very Joker line. When he rescues Harley Quinn, he's like, I got a bottle of grape soda chilled next to on a bearskin rug. That was actually a funny line.
I guess more modern-esque.
I just hope they fix it if they keep
it. Jared Leto was a good pick, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's just because he's a good actor.
I think how they just
displayed
him with the tattoos, and he looked very ghetto.
He's more of a gangster. It's like, dude, is it too much just to make him like a jokester?
Instead of a hipster?
Like, if you think about it, Jack Nicholson was actually kind of a gangster, too. What's the point of making him one, too? Just make him a clown, man.
Like, that's what he is. He's an evil, psychotic clown. It's not that hard. Make him look like a clown. Make him psychotic. Boom. Joker.
So we got a lot that goes on in this episode. He ends up at, like, the Gotham City Reservatory because Joker, like, bounces his satellite signal to make it seem like he's there. And then, like, you get that giant Jack-in-the-Box, which is, like, a giant Joker head. Which, if I'm correct, the Joker head in that is, like, the original Joker art from the comic books.
Probably.
Like, it's how he was drawn in the first couple of issues.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now. Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But then you get, like, Joker robots that are shooting. That's what I miss about, like, these cartoons, man. They were not afraid to use guns and bullets.
Like, yeah, the actual real-looking guns.
Not, like, stupid fucking lasers. I hate that shit.
Yeah, there was, like, the two thugs on the track that were shooting at Batman and Robin with Tommy guns.
You know, that kind of puts me at a question right now, because I know one of the main reasons for the Spider-Man cartoon why they brought in, like, laser guns or whatever was because they didn't want to bring, like, violence or whatever. Gun violence into kids' shows. But then you had this.
DC always took a darker route, though. Like, even their movies are still darker.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're doing Shazam, to kind of brighten it up. Because, I mean, there's no way you can make Shazam a dark story because it's a fucking kid who becomes a superhero, which is, like, every kid's dream. So I'm expecting Shazam to be pretty damn funny.
I don't know. Have you seen Injustice?
Well, there's a whole debate that DC is a bunch of people trying to be heroes, and Marvel is a bunch of heroes trying to be people.
It's like
they want to be Marvel characters. They want to be normal. They want to have normal lives, have fun. So everything is a bit brighter. And DC is like, it's darker because people have lost things and they're taking up the mantle to make sure that doesn't happen to other
people.
You know
what? I can see that because a lot of like Marvel comics, they always show them and they're like the secret identity lives, like daily life. Whereas in a lot of the DC stuff, it's like
superhero action all the time.
Marvel's got more fun in their movies. DC, they push for too much of the story. And like, there's characters where you could have a lot of fun with, and they, like, Suicide Squad, as bad as it was the fun movie out of the group.
I mean, just look at it. Just a few months ago, the Injustice 2 came out, and that story is dark. I mean, like, Superman murders the majority of the DC cast.
I want to see an animated movie of Injustice.
And you know what? DC's animated movies shits on Marvel's.
Oh yeah, dude, all hands the time. Down. They all pump them out. DC's they pump them out like at least four movies a year. Like, they got Gotham by Gaslight coming out. They got a couple other ones, and they're starting to branch off. They just made a Batman and Harley Quinn, which is actually styled for the animated.
Like this, yeah.
But
is that a movie or is that a series?
It's a movie. It's a movie, okay. And it's me and Brand watched it. It's more of like an adult humor. Yeah. Like, it was made for the fans of the original generation. So I wouldn't recommend, like, a 6-year-old watching it because it's not appropriate.
Yeah, I saw a brief scene that was leaked. I was like, oh, okay, it's pretty dark. But, MCU, Marvel's cinematic universe, takes the cake. But when it comes to DC's animated, they take the cake.
There is a handful of DC animated movies that, like, a lot of people don't like. And then the same hand, there's a handful of the Marvel animated ones that people like. They're very small.
So back to the episode.
Right.
Joker gives Ms. Lawful a Betty blooper doll. Which is pretty much a Betty Boop. And instantly Batman's like, he's at the LAFCO Toy Company.
Right after he said the line, it'll take a miracle to find the Joker.
And
now,
keep in mind, he's got an hour to solve all this before, what was Joker? Joker was going to kill
Christmas.
Was it half hour? And Joker
was by
gonna,
Christmas.
Joker was going to kill the Lawful family. He had, until Christmas. So Christmas morning, midnight.
Yeah, midnight.
So somehow he makes it all the way to the LAFCO company. Like, Chris is watching. He's like, how the hell did he make it there in like
Batmobile,
2 seconds?
Batmobile. All the way to Mount Gotham. Most generic name for a mountain in Gotham. And then back down the hill all the way to in the middle of downtown Gotham.
Even when you play Arkham Knight, just getting from section to section sometimes takes a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And either then, by flight or with Batmobile.
Yeah, that game was
And then you get like travel. The Nutcracker scene. Mm-hmm. That were, you know, and he's got like the giant, he's like huge, giant like Nutcrackers at like the height of the building.
Takes him out with ease.
Yeah, him and Robin are just swinging, kicking him over.
At the end of it, he was like, Superman who?
Exactly.
While they're playing the Nutcracker music.
Yeah, that was clever.
Plus, the Nutcrackers actually have like a Joker smile on them.
Yeah.
You got henchmen with Tommy guns shooting at them the entire time. You got little Jokers flying little planes. Dude, if the Joker was smart, he would just market these things.
And then Batman pulls a bat out of nowhere and is like, stand back, Robin.
He'd just be, this.
It's his bat.
He'd just be Tony Stark before he decided to go, you know, peaceful.
It's his bat.
He just has all of these Joker weapons and sells them to the villains.
And he's swinging away at the airplanes, and Robin's just like, they don't call you Batman for nothing.
Which, funny enough, I actually forgot about that part, and Eric reminded me, and I made that joke, too. He's like, you know they're about to say that in, like, 5 seconds. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot.
Yeah, I actually just watched this episode, like, 4 days ago. No, because, like, when Bran had this idea, I was like, dude, we got to do that. That's, like, an awesome idea. Like, this probably won't be a full episode. It'll be a mini-sode. That's literally how I'm going to label it. Mini-sode.
Minnesota with the Joker.
Like Minnesota?
Damn it.
Anthony told the joke earlier. Go ahead. Tell the joke.
I don't want to now. It's ruined.
So, Batman.
What state has the smallest sodas? Minnesota.
Minnesota. So, Batman catches up with the Joker, and he's got the Lawful family hanging over a pot of lava for some fucking reason.
Because he's a psychotic clown. There is no need for reason.
Where does the Joker get his hookup? He's got all these little toys. He has a lava guy. He can just have lava made.
Fear.
I mean, he's behind Warner Brothers Studios.
When you have nothing to lose and you don't care about who dies, yeah. I'd get anything for the Joker, too.
How about when Batman takes out two henchmen by dropping a giant teddy bear on him?
Yeah, how much does this teddy bear weigh?
Wear? How much does it wear?
How much? Yeah.
Depends how cold it is. But so, yeah, he saves the Joker wants him to open up his Christmas gift. Look, and the Joker's even got Batman fucking wrapping paper.
I know, he's so thoughtful and considerate.
Like, who in Gotham's like, we can market this Batman guy?
I'm telling you.
Batman wrapping paper. Wrapping paper, t-shirts, huge. The works, we can do the works.
It's going to be huge.
If he wants us to sign, he's going to have to come out and reveal his secret identity, okay?
He got the fingers and the lips and all, everyone.
Freaking Joker does all of this just to give Batman a fucking present that freaking throws a pie in his face. But then again, that's like perfectly Joker.
That's Joker's relationship with Batman. You remember the Killing Joke?
Yeah, at the end.
Batman hunts down the Joker the whole movie, and Joker tells him a joke, and they both laugh about it.
Which is rare. You never see Batman laugh.
I want the next Batman movie that has Joker in it to have this huge, dangerous night like this, like where Batman's got to do all this crazy shit, just so the Joker can do some stupid prank on him, just for a laugh.
Yeah, that would be epic.
Hey, Joker, or hey, Batman, smell my flower. I sprayed you with acid.
Well...
24 hours, set up a joke.
Batman's chasing Joker on a railing or a catwalk above the lava, and there just happens to be like a perfectly placed roller skate that the Joker slips on. Batman single-handedly catches him, literally single-handedly, before he falls into the lava.
While using the other hand to hang off the railing.
Dude, Batman's got like the best upper body strength.
I mean, you saw him rip that head off the Nutcracker. With his bare hands.
Seriously though, this Nutcracker is like 40 times bigger than him.
Yeah.
Well, Joker ends back up in Arkham Asylum, and Batman watches It's a Wonderful Life.
Finally.
The Joker did not get away.
He did for a while. And he's still singing. Say what you want about the Joker. Is he insane, or does he just have too much Christmas spirit?
The world may never know.
I mean, is the crime that he loves Christmas too much?
The crime is he loves Batman too much.
That is true.
That bromance, you know what I mean, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just fist bumped, y'all.
Among other things.
Butt bump.
And that's it for this minisode. So that was Christmas with the Joker.
Dick touching.
So I guess we're gonna sign out here. Yeah, and you know what? We're doing Christmas episodes because we're not afraid. You know, schools don't have Christmas pageants anymore, but this damn show is having a Christmas show.
What's a Christmas pageant?
I have no idea. Okay. That's the first
back time in, like, elementary school, we used to sing Jingle Bells and crap like that.
Christmas play. A pageant's like when you, like...
I wish for world you mean peace. Like,
that whole event.
I've heard it called Christmas pageants.
No, not me. Not
ever. Never heard of that term.
No. All right, signing off.
We're not gonna rate this episode.
Oh, we are.
What's the point? We're all gonna give it. Can I speak for all of us? When we're gonna just give it a 5 out of 5.
Pies
in the
Batman face.
Pies in the Batman
face. Oh my god, I was gonna say that.
I think it's fair to say then that's the all around rating. 5 for 5 pies in Batman's face.
And I can agree.
If you guys haven't ever seen this episode, your childhood sucked.
If you've never seen Batman, go kill yourself.
And I'm sorry if you didn't have a TV.
All right, guys, we're gonna be signing out. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm Eric.
I'm Brennan.
I'm Chris.
And you just listened to
It Came From the Video Store.
Bum, bum, bum.